ईश्वराय वरदाय सुरत प्रियाय लंबोदराय सकलाय जगत पिताय नागाननाय श्रुति यज्ञ विभूषिताय गौरी सुताय गणनाथ नमो नमस्ते विघ्नेश्वराय वरदाय सुर प्रियाय लंबोदराय सकलाय जगत हिताय नागाननाय श्रुति यज्ञ विभूषिताय गौरी सुताय गणनाथ नमो नमस्ते
नमस्ते सुप्रभातम. Good morning to our listeners in the Greater Houston on K-Breeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3. Good afternoon to our Europe listeners and good evening to our Bharat listeners. You can also listen to us on tunein.com and search for 106.1 FM. You can download the app on your smartphone and you can also listen. You're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism, a radio show. We are on the air for you every Sunday from 9 a.m. to noon, U.S. Central Time. Local time here is 4 minutes after 9. This is your host, Rakesh Parikh.
Kanti Patel.
Tara Narasimhan.
Deepak Kotecha.
Our mission is to make all aware of the deep treasures of Vedic way of life, also known as Sanatan Dharma or Hinduism. Our objective is 4H. 4H stands for Hindus, for Hindu Dharma, for Hindustan, and for Hindutva.
Thought of the day. Bhakti is a series of succession of mental efforts at religious realization, beginning with ordinary worship and ending in a supreme intensity of love for the personal God.
Today, Sanatan Hindu Radio will dedicate our time to Sri Padmakant Kambhati ji, who is instrument to even voice this program called Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. And we are dedicating the whole 3 hours to him, his memory, his ideas, his ideals, and we shall talk about it. And we also have Deepak Kotecha ji here, who will also be giving his views on Kambhati ji. Welcome to the program, Deepak ji.
Thank you so much.
Let me give you the contact number to call here today. There are a couple of numbers.
The first number is 832-704-9273. Again, that number is 832-704-9273 and
832-361-0625. I repeat, 832-361-0625.
You can also call 281-389-6987 and we all of us can take the calls. And also tune in, you can also listen to it on online, tunein.com/kbreeze. You can Google it and then you will get the link and you could listen to our program every Sunday as we continue the most kind of, you know, his heart was here, and so we will continue to do this program.
Bandav Guru Pad Kanj Kripa Sindhu Nar Roop Har महामोहतम पुंज जासु वचन रवि कर निकर
सुदास रामा तुलसी साल सुदास राम नाम बर बरन जुग सावन भादव मास रामा सावन भादव मास सियावर रामचंद्र पद जय शरणम शंकर हरि ओम जय जय सिया राम राम नाम मन दीप धरु जी हदेहरी द्वार रामा जी हदेहरी द्वार तुलसी भीतर बाहर हूँ जो चाहस उजियार रामा जो चाहस उजियार सियावर राम चंद्र पद जय शरणम शंकर हरि ओम जय जय सिया राम कामना दीन जय राम भगत रसलीन रामा राम भगत रसलीन नाम सुप्रेम पीयूष हित तिन हो किए मन मीन रामा तिन हो किए मन मीन सियावर राम चंद्र पद जय शरणम शंकर हरि ओम जय जय सिया राम बरदायक बरदान रामा बरदायक बरदान राम चरित सत कोट में लिए महेश जिए जान रामा लिए महेश जिए जान सियावर राम चंद्र पद जय शरणम शंकर हरि ओम जय जय सिया राम कल्याण निवास रामा कल कल्याण निवास जो सुमरत भयो भांगते तुलसी तुलसीदास रामा तुलसी तुलसीदास सियावर राम चंद्र पद जय शरणम शंकर हरि ओम जय जय सिया राम सरी कनक कसिपु कलिकाल रामा कनक कसिपु कलिकाल जापक जन प्रहलाद जिम पाली ही दल सुरसाल रामा पाली ही दल सुरसाल सियावर राम चंद्र पद जय शरणम शंकर हरि ओम जय जय सिया राम अनंत गुण अमित कथा विस्तार रामा अमित कथा विस्तार सुन आचर जुना मान है जिनके बिमल विचार रामा जिनके बिमल विचार सियावर राम चंद्र पद जय शरणम शंकर हरि ओम जय जय सिया राम कथा सुर धेनु सम सेवत सब सुखदान रामा सेवत सब सुखदान सत समाज सुर लोक सब को न सुने अस जान रामा को न सुने अस जान सियावर राम चंद्र पद जय शरणम शंकर हरि ओम जय जय सिया राम सियावर
पर रामचंद्र की जय पवन सुत हनुमान की जय सियावर रामचंद्र पद जय शरणम शंकर हरि ओम जय जय सियाराम सियावर रामचंद्र पद जय शरणम शंकर हरि ओम जय जय सियाराम सियावर रामचंद्र पद जय शरणम शंकर हरि ओम जय जय सियाराम सियावर रामचंद्र की जय पवन सुत हनुमान की जय
यस एग्जैक्टली अबाउट 3 weeks ago on Sunday, March 29th, Kambhati ji was here at the radio station. They did have a slight gasping and especially having a shortness of breath as he walked up to the studio. And also, he went on as he was, as usual. And Rakesh Bhai went down to talk to Ramaji and then when the Meenakshi temple came, as usual, he took a break. He went downstairs and he came back and he did the show completely. In fact, his daughter Kalpu was with us and Kalpavalli also, you know, was there watching him, seeing hope it gets better. And then when we went downstairs, he said he had an appointment with a Kelsey Sleebold doctor at 3 p.m. So with that, I told him to take care and we all went home. But then again in the afternoon, he had little more discomfort and Rakesh Bhai immediately came over and they went to the ER. They were asked to go to the ER by his doctor and he got admitted at St. Luke's. The first 24 hours, he was okay, being observed and doing getting some oxygen. He was diagnosed with pneumonia. That was all that we knew at that point. And later on, the first week went by so quickly and we were hoping that he will feeling getting better with all the medical care. But there was ups and downs. Every day they would have good kind of a pulse coming out and then he went unconscious and they said it was ARDS. And at that point, we tried to get him help from the medical center, the Chief of Pulmonology, Dr. Kalpalata Guntupalli in both Baylor College of Medicine, as well as she's a very well-known pulmonologist. And she got into the picture, but she found out that it is a complicated kind of a thing not to immediately transfer him to the Texas Medical Center. Dr. Renu and Dr. Tamirisa, Chari Tamirisa, all of them took personal interest, and he was kind of, you know, getting there to get better, but then, you know, fate had to decide what his antim was. So on Monday at 3 p.m., he went peacefully into his peaceful abode, but gave us all the sadness, and we miss him.
Yeah, Monday, April 20th.
April 20th, yes.
It happened on Monday, April 20th, around 3:30 p.m.
Yeah. So he lived till his last minute. That was, I would say, dedicating himself to the voice of Sanatan Hinduism. Even on the day he got admitted in the hospital after he finished the broadcasting of the radio program, he was challenging himself to say, I will do this till the last minute. He always used to say, I will, you know, we cannot give this up because this is very important for the Hindu Dharma. And
so yeah. Today's program is entirely dedicated to Padmakant Bhai. And we're going to play some of his favorite bhajans. And we have people coming in and also going to give their saying on what they know about Padmakanji and give him the eulogy. We had a few people who also emailed us the information about his passing away. And also, if you have any comments or If you want to say something about it, you can call us at 832-704-9273. And today, as I mentioned, that we're going to entirely dedicate everything to him. We will not be able to hear Srimad Bhagavad Gita, but we will continue to do the prayer online at 10:11. 10:30 will be Srimanaksha Temple segment. 11 will be the quest of Hinduism. We'll be still, today's topic is, you know, Padmakant Bhai. And 11:50 Hindu, young Hindu voice, and 11:55 will be the Mangalam.
Today's calendar. Today, April 26, 2015, Sunday, Shalyavahan Shake, 1937, Vikram Samvat, 2072, Vaisakh Mas, Shukla Paksh, Ashtami Tithi. This week, today we have Durgashtami, Monday, Sri Hari Navami, Wednesday, Mohini Ekadashi, and Saturday, Narasimha Jayanti.
Thank you.
I just wanted to read an email that we got from David Froling, also Vamdeva, and his email reads, Namaste Tara, we received the notification of Kampatiji's passing yesterday. We are saddened to know that he is no longer with us in his physical realm, but understand that the soul never dies. Kampati was a good friend for many years and an important voice for the Hindu community, not only in Houston but nationally as well. He brought many important guests onto his radio show and addressed many significant topics. He helped organize a number of conferences and educational projects that were highly beneficial and well received. We were fortunate to be part of some of these. Kampati was a gentle, kind, and always in good spirits. We send our condolences to his family. May his spirit continue to be with us and inspire us. Best wishes, David Froling.
And yes, we have quite a few messages. One is from India. This is from Bhanu Reddy. She was used to, that is where I met her first. And she used to come here to the radio program. Kambatiji involved her to get, you know, she was very young at the same time, you know, very deeply attached. She says, I felt very sad. Like you, we will miss a great person in the Houston Hindu Society. And also I had the message from Anshuman Desai, he's the president of Hindus of Greater Houston now, said, sorry to hear the passing away of Padmakant Bhai Kambati. Like observed by many, his contribution to the Hindu community in Houston was second to none. May the departed soul rest in eternal peace, and we pray the Lord to provide strength to the loved ones and bear this loss, the loss that will be felt by all the Hindus in Houston. Love and Om. This is from Anshuman Deshaiji. And we do have quite a few people who have sent messages. And are we ready for a bhajan, Rakesh Bhai?
Yes.
Yeah.
राम दुलारे आन पड़ा अब तेरे द्वारे हे बजरंग बली हनुमान हे महावीर करो कल्याण हे महावीर करो कल्याण का तूने काज सवारा तीनों लोक तेरा उजियारा दुखियों का तूने काज सवारा हे जगवंदन केसरी नंदन हे जगवंदन केसरी नंदन कष्ट हरो हे कृपा निधान कष्ट हरो हे कृपा निधान मंगल मूर्ति राम दुलारे आन पड़ा अब तेरे द्वारे हे बजरंग बली हनुमान हे महावीर करो कल्याण हे महावीर करो कल्याण राम द
बजरंग बली हनुमान हे महावीर करो कल्याण हे महावीर करो मत बीरा ना से रोग हरे सब पीरा तेरा सुमिरन हनुमत बीरा ना से रोग हरे सब पीरा राम लखन सीता मन बसिया राम लखन सीता मन बसिया शरण पड़े का कीजे ध्यान शरण पड़े का कीजे ध्यान मंगल मूर्ति राम दुलारे आन पड़ाब तेरे द्वारे हे बजरंग बली हनुमान हे महावीर करो कल्याण हे महावीर करो कल्याण
started reading some verses from great book called Thirukkulam, very famous in South India. Today we will read some verses from chapter 2. The title is The Importance of Rain. It is unfailing fall of rain that sustains the world. Therefore look upon rain as the nectar of life. Rain produces man's wholesome food. And rain itself forms part of his food besides. Though oceanic water surround it, the world will be deluged by hunger's hardship if the billowing clouds betray us. When clouds withheld their watery wealth, farmers cease to ply their plows. It is rain that ruins, and it is rain again that raises up those it has ruined. Unless raindrops fall from the sky, not a blade of green grass will rise from the earth. The very nature of ocean, though vast, would diminish if clouds cease to take up water and replenish rain gifts. Should the heavens dry up, worship here of the heavenly ones in festivals and daily rites would wither. Unless the heavens grant their gifts, neither the giver's generosity nor the ascetic's detachment will grace this wide world. No life on earth can exist without water, and water's ceaseless flow cannot exist without rain.
You're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on Radio K-Breeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3 in Houston, Texas. You can also listen to us on internet at tunein.com or by downloading TuneIn app on your smartphone. Search for 106.1 FM. We're on the air every Sunday from 9 a.m. to noon. Today, we're dedicating the entire show to Padmakant Bhai. And you can give us your comments and thoughts. Our phone number is
8:32 7:04 9:27:3
जो नवा
सच्चिदानंद रूप शिवोहम 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 सच्चिदानंदोहम 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 शिवोहम 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 सच्चिदानंदोहम 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 शिवोहम
न मे मृत्यु शंका न मे जाति भेद पिता नैव मे नैव माता न जन्म न बंधु न मित्र गुरुर्नैव शिष्य
शिवोहम शिवोहम सच्चिदानंदोहम 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 शिवोहम शिवोहम सच्चिदानंदोहम
यस कंबाती जी established voice of Sanatan Hinduism Radio, the only Hinduism radio program as early as 1993. He endeavored to present Vedic Dharma with accuracy, and the radio program was gained through intensive research and providing accuracy with knowledge and through the invaluable philosophy of the ancient Hindu heritage. Mantras and Vedic hymns were taken from scriptural authorities and broadcast their significance and offer a better understanding of them regularly. He opened discussions on spiritual, divine and religious scriptures with interpretations of the Veda and the Vedanta, as well as variety of bhajans, dhun and sangeet. The most important act that he did, along with, you know, when he started the Sanatan Hindu Center, it was conducted not only for Vedic bhajans, but also the human body, the ultimate service, the cremation services in the Hindu traditional way. He established contact with the funeral homes and provided not only subsidized rest, but took care of the Hindu ritualistic needs. With one phone call, he was able to provide services at the family's time of need. You know, when you're having family around, that we are all perplexed and shocked by the fact that, you know, we have hopes even till the last minuscule of a second that that person is going to come back. But yet, the end of life issues, we have to talk about it. He did not hesitate in bringing out and open the eyes of people दैट अंतिम संस्कार में सोचना ही पड़ेगा. अब कांति भाई आए हैं, अब बोलिए.
एंड व्हाट हैपेंस मोस्ट फैमिली, मोस्ट फैमिली हु फेस दिस सिचुएशन, दे हैव नो आईडिया व्हाट टू डू एट दैट सिचुएशन एट दैट टाइम.
यस,
दे नेवर, सम ऑफ द फैमिली दे नेवर वेंट थ्रू दिस.
यस,
एंड so it's really a shock to them.
At a time when there were no facilities, अभी अभी इतने मंदिर है, priests है, सब कुछ है, लेकिन he was jumping at it way back. Dirghadarshi, he wanted kind of establish this.
Well, actually, he took care of in such a way that we when he had a hard time doing this for him.
Mm-hmm, I know.
Because we didn't know. He took care of all that stuff.
Yes.
Because even before when Khambadiji came to Houston, I had sometimes, I used to have a grocery store. And people come to me and they said, what can we do? This has happened. Said, we don't have good any kind of system here.
Yes.
But I will direct to some priest and they will help you. But
there is no streamlined work.
And the priests were all, the whole priest came here, they were like a professional engineer. So they don't have much ritualistic understanding of this thing. So everybody was just learning. And when Khambadiji,
let me share you something that my father came to Houston when Kirti was born. They all stayed with me almost a year. And my father died in Houston at my house. And I was in a state of shock, and everybody, my cousin, my brother, my sister, who all, my brother came all the way from India, and so did my sister. We didn't have, you know, that Meenakshi temple priest, they're all Agama Shastra trained priests.
Right.
They, once they touch the god and do Abhishek, they will not be able to go back once they do a funeral rites the day. Not only they can touch the goddess or god to do the puja, they cannot eat for the whole day. They have to go fasting.
Exactly.
According to certain Agama Shastra and principles of the Brahmins, they did not even eat the whole day. And 1986, we were at loss, but yet, you know, that Meenakshi Mandir, one priest came from Madurai. He said, your father was like an elder brother to me because my father had moved with them for a few years. I came here in 81 for 4.5 years. They knew my family. And so he said, today, I'm going to do this for your father. But then, you know, there was also one Sharma. He could not do the last rite, that Thangabhattar who was here. He could not perform the last. We had to call one of the residents of Houston who was doing it as a service. His name was Mr. Sharma.
Right.
I don't know his background, but he helped us that day. And when I kind of got this Khambadiji doing this, my respect for him grew in so many ways, in so many dimensions. So that is why, you know, no matter what, their family and their his dreams, I think I will stand by as long as I can do it or allowed to do it.
Yes. There were instances when people call from remote places in Texas, small villages, because they don't have any facility, they don't know, but somehow they by searching, they knew about Khambadiji's and some Hindu centers activity.
Yeah. This
so we have brought bodies from like small villages in Texas or Louisiana here and did the cremation.
Yes. And the thing is, the Antim Samskar, just like any other samskaras that you go through right from birth, you know, Namakaran, Jatakaran that you do for the baby, along with, you know, when you're Upanayanam, and then you go step by step how the child grows up till the end. And Antim Samskar is a kind of a important ritual that you not just bits send off to the body. It is not like that. You are joining them with the pitrus.
Right.
You know that pitru ka jo bhi hum karna hai, that is a very important kind of a thing. It is, you know, how many rishis you come from that kind of a generation that you want them to join us along with the great 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 grandfathers and their family. Right. That is the most important. We'll play one bhajan. I'll come back to talk to you about certain important issues that Kanti Bhai brought. We will share with you.
You can also give us a call at 832-704-9273.
नारायण नारायण जय जय गोपाल हरे
Narayan, Narayan, Jai Jai Govinda Hare. Narayan, Narayan, Jai Jai Govinda Hare. Narayan, Narayan, Jai Jai Govinda Hare. Narayan, Narayan, Jai Jai Govinda Hare.
yes, what Kambhati ji has done serving the community through Sanatan Hindu Center's arrangements of funeral services, they appeared in the Houston Chronicle not too long ago to talk about the end of life issues. It is best to talk. Some families are so reluctant to discuss the end of life issues that loved ones pass away without having the opportunity to express their last wishes. And physicians often are equally hesitant to discuss the inevitable, said Sarah Salek, an assistant professor of medicine at Baylor College of Medicine and specialist in geriatrics. To help families talk plainly about end-of-life needs, wants, and wishes. And Master John, Executive Vice President of the National Hospice, as well as Palliative Care Organization, and Chair of the Care, Dr. Eduardo Brera, Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, offers these points. One, patients have the right and deserve plenty of time to discuss their end-of-life care. It is best to start those conversations early, long before the threat of terminal illness. Two, you're not too young to appoint a loved one, a partner, adult child, trusted friend to make your end-of-life decisions if you're unable to make them for yourself. That the loved one has medical power of attorney and should follow your written directions. Three, how does the person who has medical power of attorney know what type of care you want or don't want? Ideally, you already have spelled it out like a living will. And do you want to die at home, surrounded by friends and family? Write it down. Individuals, number four, qualify for hospice care if they have life expectancy of 6 months or less. It is usually paid for by Medicare, Medicaid, and other private insurance. Number five, those who opt for hospice care will have a team of healthcare professionals coming to their home, whatever they consider at home at that time. Services are available 24 hours of the day. Number six, focus with hospice care on attentive care and comfort, not aggressive measures to fight the disease. Number seven, interesting facts. In 2013, the average length of stay under hospice care was 72.6 days. In the same year.